Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you again for joining me on this Positive Thursday, The Funny Side of Life, Episode 31. Does protesting bring more peace in this world? Is it enough? That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, everyone. Where y'all at, everyone? I hope your day is going well. You know, despite all this stuff that's been going on in this crazy world we're living in, you know, with the protesting all around the world, and also with the looting, which I believe that that's not going to be the solution, you know, to the problem. You know, protesters around the world, they was, protesting to find justice for the killing of Floyd, he was an unarmed African-American man who was killed by police for no reason. And when I seen the video, everyone, I was in tears myself. And I'm so happy to see that everyone is coming together and protesting. But what I'm against is the looting. That is not going to be enough. The looting don't have nothing to do with protesting, trying to, find a solution and get the law changed. Protesting, yes. And my thing is this. Every time when there's a police killing, you know, when the police kill an African-American person, I don't understand, like, why do everyone have to march when that happened? But when it's in our community, you never see that. And then not only just that, when we do march and we try to get justice on a time when everything is all hyped up when the incident happened, after a month or two, the momentum go down. So my thing is, we have to keep this momentum up so laws can be changed for good. But also, I believe is a lot of things that's going on, you know, with the racial tensions and the police brutality, how they see us people as color. And they think that we don't have rights and, you know, it's okay to kill us and they can get away with it. You know why? Because this has been going on for so long. And it has a lot to do with the laws and also, you know, how the system works, you know. And I believe no matter, you know, what positions you have, whether you're a cop or not, right is right and wrong is wrong. And my question to each one of you listeners is, protesting, is it enough? Is it just enough? Is it going to change anything? After all this died down with everybody protesting, and everybody posting their videos and stuff like that, which I think is great, but what more are we going to do? You know, what more are we going to do to get these laws changed and to keep the momentum up, not just for 1 or 2 months, but keep it going. And I just pray I pray that we can all just come together as one and see everybody as an individual and not as a person of, you know, color. But it's sad to say this racism has been going on for a long time, even before I was even born. I mean, just think about this. If we was all born the same, you know, wouldn't this world be boring and we all look the same? And that's what makes each one of us beautiful, because we all individuals and we are all different with our personalities and everything. So I have a list of names of all the unarmed African-American people that was killed through police brutality, and I don't want to forget these people names. Let me pull up the names right now, everyone, and I just want to mention them and let so they cannot be forgotten as well too, because not only are we fighting for George Floyd, you know, to get justice for him, but we also not going to forget about the other ones that police killed, that they still haven't got justice. These cops are walking around. They never was prosecuted or anything. So let me see. Let me get this list, everyone. So how's the weather where you're at? What area are you in? And I want to, after this podcast is over with, I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast, of which I think. I love to hear other people's inputs and their opinions. So I'm going to leave my information before this podcast is over with. So y'all can send me a message at my email and also a message on this podcast as well, too.
Clifford Glover, Claude Reese, Randy Evans, Yvonne Smallwood, Amandu Dula, Sean Bell, Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Davis, Jonathan Farrell, Iyanna Jones, Eric Gardner, John Crawford, Mike Brown, Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Charleston, Sandra Borlock, Corey Jones, Ari Sterling, Philando Castle, Terrence Clutcher, Keith Scott, Jordan Edwards, Stefan Clark, Bethan Sean, Arthea Jefferson, Ahmad Avery, and George Floyd.
Oh my gosh, everyone, as I'm reading these lists, my eyes are getting so watery. And that's not including the other hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of unarmed African-American people that was killed by police brutality. Okay, everyone, I want to move forward. I have a list of songs I would like to play that can help bring peace to our world and just make us all feel better. I know it's been really hard on each one of us, but not only just the coronavirus situation that's been going on the last couple months, but also even now with this racism and the protesting and the police brutality resurfacing again. So I have some songs I want to play that can help us all feel better and bring more peace to this world and make us all feel peace within.
Another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take. And if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken. 'Cause my heart is breaking.
Tell it, DC.
Are you left? Are you right? Pointing fingers, taking sides. When are we gonna realize we all bleed the same?
Tell me why.
God, I pray that our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was song number one, We All Breathe the Same, by Mandiza, featuring, I think his name is Toby or something like Colby or something like that. Song number two I'm about to play is Heal the World by Michael Jackson.
Better place for you and for me.
That was song number two, Heal the World by Michael Jackson. Number three, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. That was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, song number three. Song number four, Let This Be Our Prayer by Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams.
Just where we go. us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
I pray we'll find your love.
That was song number 4, Let This Be Our Prayer, by Yolanda Adams and Donnie McClurkin. I just wanted to say for each one of you before I close out my closing thoughts that, you know, everything that's going on with the protesting and, you know, and all the hatred going on in this world, I want to encourage each one of you and let y'all know just to keep going and stay prayed up. And, you know, keep the faith. I know it's not easy. I've been going through my stuff as well, too. I've been, you know, having high anxiety by me. I have a son, he's 18, and I have nephews and stuff. But besides all that, you know, with everything has been going on, my anxiety has been so up high. Even though I'm a woman of faith, but I do have my flaws, everyone. I have a lot of flaws. And that's what I let y'all know. I'm not perfect, but also talking to each one of you each and every Thursday and helping to inspire each one of you makes me feel good, and talking to each one of you. And I thank y'all again for tuning in. And I just want to say, stay safe. And also remember this, those who protesting and coming together, it's awesome. But let's keep this momentum up, because protesting is a start, but it's not enough. Each one of us had to take our own stand and fight for these laws every day. But to be honest with each one of you in the black community, African-American community, we have to stand up when we're killing each other. And also when things are not going in our community, we got to stand up for that. All the energy we put into now, you know, every time when the police kill, you know, our unarmed African-American men and women, we have to still come together and stick together. That's what I wanted to say. And I'm happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please follow me on Instagram. I'm ZoeFlower8 on Instagram. And also follow me on Twitter at ZoeFlowerTwitter. And follow me on my YouTube page, ZoeFlower YouTube page. And please subscribe. I would greatly appreciate that. And share this podcast with others because there is powers in the numbers. God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless.